Great. Thank you, Mr. Patrick.
Thank you.
Getting close.
Yes.
All right. 15 was withdrawn. 16 is deferred. So we are on item 17, PR 2020-3847, preliminary final plat SD 2021-219, vacation of private easement 2021-220 for Yes Housing Inc. at 420 Fitzgerald Road, Northwest. And Mr. Fred Arfman, I think, is representing this case. There he is. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to ask you to unmute, Mr. Arfman. May be hard to know that it's your time. It's been a long morning. Mr. Arfman, are you there? Is there anyone else here with Isaacson and Arfman? Or with this
project? I'm sorry, this is Fred Arfman. They must have had some deferrals. I stepped away for a second.
I'm honestly quite amazed that people are ready to go when we call on them when the hours tick away. So thank you for being here. You're only a minute after I called you, so that's no problem. Go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Fred Arfman from Isaacson and Arfman, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, 87108.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update.
We have provided a updated plat as of this morning to have an additional comment or note put on there per the Water Authority request. And we have modified the plat such from all the other previous comments, and we think we're ready for an action on it.
All right.
That there is a plan that was an updated plat that was sent out this morning. It has note number 9 on the page sheet 1 of the general notes that has Mr. Carter's suggested language on there. I sent it out to
this is Jay Rodenbach. I believe I have the correct plat pulled up here. I'm not seeing a note 9 on this. This is from an email at 9:15 a.m. this morning.
Well,
yeah, this is what I got, Fred.
Madam Chair, Jay, this is Fred Arfman here. I may have attached an old plat. I've done worse. But it has... that's the only difference, is that note 9 was added per the comments from the Water Authority. I could send it right now, or you could trust me on it.
I think go ahead and send it right now.
Yeah, okay. I'll pull it up as soon as I get it. This is Jay Rodenbach.
Give us a moment to stand up and stretch.
Need to get embarrassed. Okay. Well, let me get this going here.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Just send it directly to me, Fred.
I will do that.
Okay, I think maybe yeah,
while... give me a second, please. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, okay. You didn't send it yet?
No, I just having a little bit of an issue here.
Okay. Let me, while you're doing that, I'm just going to check. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 17 at 420 Fitzgerald Road Northwest? You could indicate that now by raising your hand or pressing star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I don't see anyone here from the public to speak. Maybe we'll come back to Water Authority.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine for the Water Authority.
Yes.
If I may, our general comments have all been addressed, and all we need is this note, and I'm comfortable with that being a finding, or if we can get the file prior to our vote.
Thank you. Mr. Arfman, are you there?
Madam Chair, I'm here. I'm just having a little bit of a technical difficulty here because this morning was what you have on your screen, and I don't know what happened to that comment 9, so I'm struggling trying to find it.
I think Mr. Carter's willing to work with that. So let's go ahead and get the rest of your DRB comments.
Okay, the scan files, it should be.
Code enforcement?
Robert Webb, code enforcement, said no additional objections at this time. Development comments, the future development is subject to IDO standards. Property is currently zoned to MXM and NCB09 and is also abutting and adjacent to residential R1 zone districts. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Stormyhill, Hydrology. Hydrology has an improved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 25th, 2021. We have no objection.
Thank you. Transportation.
Good afternoon, Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation. I just wanted one clarification. On the infrastructure list, you show 5-foot sidewalk on the public street. However, on the cross section, you just show an extension of the existing sidewalk. Could you please clarify what the intent was there?
That intent was, we're going to, Madam Chair Fred Arfman, we will take out the sidewalk and replace it to its full width. That's pretty standard.
Thank you. I just wanted to have that clarified. That's all I'm looking for, and I have no further comment.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. An infrastructure list is included with the plat. Therefore, a financial guarantee and infrastructure improvements agreement must be approved and recorded prior to final sign-off from planning. We had a comment about utility and a MAFCA signatures being required. However, I can see on this plat here that we have them. All we need at this point on the plat is the project and application number, and we'll need the DXF file approval email from Aegis. I see I just got an email, and I'm going to pull this up in real time and see what we got here. And there is the note that Water Authority was looking for.
Why don't you go ahead and let Mr. Carter see that?
Yep.
Zoom in a bit.
Sublime for the Water Authority looks good to me. We have no further comments.
Okay.
And this is Jay Rohnbeck. One final comment. I will note, I did see we don't have a MAFCA signature on this plat. So we got all the utility signatures, but not a MAFCA's. And we'll just, he's got, Mr. Arfman's got the project number. We also need the application number as well added to the plat. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Fred Arfman here. I have a question about that. I thought the MAFCA signatures were not required for projects in the Valley area.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. For plats, for platting actions, a MAFCA is required for all plats.
Okay, very good. Fred Arfman, we'll secure their signature.
Yep.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat and vacation and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the preliminary final plat, vacation, and infrastructure list.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Arbor Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves the delegation for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement for the application number to be added to the plat for the Aegis DXF file and for the AMAFCA signature. And that'll be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 17, PR 2020-3847, and applications SD 2021-219 for preliminary final plat, SD 2021-220, vacation of private easement, and the associated infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.